Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Acts. Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless because they heard the voice but saw no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias," and he answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who invoke your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. For several days he was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We'll read the psalm responsively. "I will exalt you, O Lord, because you have lifted me up and have not let my enemies triumph over me. You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. You restored my life as I was going down to the grave.
Praise to the Lord, all you faithful. Give thanks and holy remembrance.
God's wrath is short. God's favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping spends the night, but joy comes in the morning.
While I held secure, I said, I shall never be disturbed.
You, Lord, with your favor, made me as strong as the mountains. Then you hid your face, and I was filled with fear.
I cried to you, O Lord, I pleaded with my voice, saying,
what profit is there in my blood if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you or declare your faithfulness?
Hear, O Lord, have mercy on me. O Lord, be my helper.
You have turned my wailing into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. A reading from Revelation. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne, and the living creatures and the elders. They numbered myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, singing with full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, "To be the one seated on the throne, and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshiped. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John. After he appeared to his followers in Jerusalem, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now, none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. The congregation council sat around the table and on Zoom for their regular meeting. The agenda was filled with important decisions to be made. For some, it would be their last time to participate as a council member. For others, there were questions about what comes next. How will each one around the table be called by Jesus to serve the world and God in the short term and in the long run?
Early this year, the Congregation Council had decided to read a book entitled Growing Young, Six Essential Strategies to Help Young People Discover and Love Your Church. Early in the chapter under discussion, it was reported that a young adult had noted that the focus at their church was not on attracting young people, or it wasn't on young people at all. The focus was to serve Jesus. This individual noted that congregations that focus in that way will be attractive to young people. Now, the title of that chapter is Take Jesus' Message Seriously. One of the things that strikes me about Jesus is that he always meets people where they are. It was true throughout his ministry, and today in our hearing, it is true in his resurrection. You see, remember when the disciples had locked themselves away for fear of the religious leadership? Jesus showed up. And now when the disciples decided to go out fishing, Jesus shows up. In fact, those disciples had worked all night long with very little to show for it. It had to have been discouraging. When I graduated from seminary, Jack Swanson, who was a seminary classmate of my father and at that time a camp director for Lutheran Outdoor Ministries, gave me a book entitled Not Trying Too Hard, New Basics for Sustainable Congregations. Much of the book focused on helping leaders, well, find their zone, as we said 20 years ago. Find their flow, their passion, and then releasing them to work. Too often, people find themselves fishing all night long with little to show for it. And these days, in this period where the world lives in pandemic limbo, the fatigue is real for so many people. A shift in focus, a slight change in practice may open up new possibility. For those first disciples, Jesus shows up. He tells them to shift how they fish just a little bit. Find that sweet spot. The result is magnificent. Some scholars, as I noted earlier, suggest that the catch of fish represents disciples catching the whole world, all nations, in the good news of Jesus Christ. Other scholars focus on the fact that such a monumental catch, well, did not break the net or sink the boat, nor will welcoming all people in relationship with Jesus break or sink the church. The story does not end there, though. Jesus feeds his disciples. He cares for them. Topping it all off, there is a call. Certainly the call is to Peter in the dialogue, yet there's more to it. Jesus demonstrates what the reign of God looks like just one more time. Here is a disciple who could so easily be the focus of scolding, of shaming, of, well, punishment. Instead, Jesus three times asks if this disciple loves him. No matter how much Peter gets impatient, Jesus continues to invite Peter to feed my sheep, to tend my lambs. Now, over the years, I've heard farmers note that tending sheep is not the easiest thing to do. Farmers often tell me that they marvel at how proud people are to be called sheep in the reign of God because, well, apparently sheep aren't the brightest animals. So Jesus, who is the shepherd, invites Peter and through him you and me to follow him. In Christ, the whole church then becomes shepherds. Tending sheep does not shame the sheep. Feeding sheep meets them where they are. Caring for sheep accompanies them with what they need. That is what Jesus' ministry looked like. It is challenging. It invites people into relationship with Jesus. It is filled with redemption. It is about being embraced and restored. This work of ministry that Jesus calls all disciples to is hard work. Every day I come face to face with ways that I fail, that I have, well, so much more work to do. Hard work. Perhaps it is true for all sheep and for all disciples. In the book, Growing Young, there is a call to meet people where they are, to embrace them and restore them, to offer God's promise of redemption, and not to shy away from challenge. May St. Andrews take seriously Jesus' message, enacting it in ways that meet people, feed people, care for people, challenge people, indeed love people, no matter what.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.